This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're talking about New Year's resolutions or why you should be sticking with them throughout 2019 and what you are doing to stick to them or some of the suggestions that could help other people stick to them. We've had a bunch of responses during the break. Arv, do you want to go first?
Yeah, so this comes from Frankie, who says, always lead a joyful, stress-free life through achievable and flexible resolutions as long as it doesn't hurt and isn't harmful.
Thanks, Frankie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then another thing from my dad, Kenny Wong, who just says, Happy New Year, Arvin, Rich and all at BFM Radio. Here's wishing everyone an awesome 2019 and beyond, onwards and upwards.
Thanks, Kenny. Nice.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to yourself as well. Right, story number four, the final one of the day. How to future-proof your resume for 2019 and beyond.
Yeah, just in case you're on the job hunt in the new year and also other points in the future at some point as well, these are just some top tips on how to improve your resume. So, number one is to take on extra responsibilities. There's a quote by Henry Ford that says, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And so, you know, how can you expect to be considered for more senior roles if you don't take on responsibilities above and beyond your current job, right? So if you're hoping to progress in 2019, reach out to your supervisor, ask them if you can alleviate them from some of their responsibilities. You obviously won't be rewarded instantly for your actions, but familiarizing yourself with the workload of your superiors will have massive long-term benefits for your career. And once you've gained a wealth of skills from stepping up and taking on more senior duties, highlight them in your resume and show recruiters that you're ready for career progression. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone when doing this. Challenge yourself and try to acquire some skills outside of the areas you already excel in. Number two is to stay ahead of the tech curve, because you know what, guys? Technology is not just for those people who work in Silicon Valley. Nowadays, it plays a huge role in almost every industry and profession, and it's highly likely that you come into contact with technological tools in your work. So whatever your involvement is with tech in the workplace, you cannot afford to get left behind. Be proactive in seeking out the latest technology in your field and ensure that your knowledge is up to date. LinkedIn and Twitter are great places to find industry conversations and to learn about emerging platforms in your industry. If you learn about a new technology that's disrupting your industry, like look for online courses on them or speak to your supervisor about trying them out in your office. And when you do this, you can list a much greater breadth and depth of technical knowledge on your resume and therefore become a more attractive candidate to future employers too. And number three, drive some tangible results. Naturally, hiring managers like to hire candidates who have delivered real results for previous employers. So, of course, if you want to showcase some impressive achievements on your resume in 2019, start working towards them ASAP. For example, if you're working on a big project, strive to make notable contributions that can be, for example, directly related to saving costs or improving performance or any other metric that adds real value. If you see a process in your workplace that doesn't function as smoothly as it should, take action and implement some changes to that process so that it enhances productivity. So by actively boosting your skills, taking extra responsibilities, and staying on top of technological trends, you can make 2019 your year.
There you go. That's a whole package for you there, ladies and gents. All you got to do is follow the instructions.
Yeah.
It's like an IKEA toolbox for your 2019 resume.
If you want to review those, the article's up on Fast Company as well, so check it out.
If you missed any part of the show as well, it'll also be up via the app on the Apple App Store or Google Play or on Spotify if you want to have a listen back later on. So we start out off with the question of, you know, what are you doing to try and stick to your resolutions in 2019? We had some suggestions. Chris came to us with seven. Number one was know your why. Two was be specific. Three was don't just think it, ink it. Four, design your environment. Five, narrow your effort. Six, focus on the process. Seven, forgive your failures. We had a whole bunch as well. We had people saying, you know, have small goals, do stuff that's reasonable, don't try and overstretch, all kinds of stuff. What else did we pick up while we're there?
What we spoke about next, we spoke about the history of New Year's resolutions and how businesses have sort of capitalized on people's needs to renew themselves at the start of every year.
Mm-hmm.
We then had a handy guide to the toxic language of diet culture via Quartz on why you shouldn't be so mean to people at these parties once they're eating the food that they want to eat.
Yeah, let people enjoy themselves. And finally, we talked about how to future-proof your resume for 2019 and beyond.
That's all the time that we have for today, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for all of your messages, your tweets, and your comments on Instagram. Just for those that are still listening towards the end of the show, Eugene, who took part in the conversation a little bit earlier on, who gave us that whole long message about buying a planner. Thanks for that. You are the lucky winner of the Nala Design goodies. All we need from you is your email address, and we will send you a short little message in a couple of minutes. All that remains to say is if you plan on going out this evening, be safe. Have yourselves a wonderful, happy New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Don't drink and drive. Be smart about it. Have some fun. Have a designated driver. I'm sounding all responsible as I get into my old age. But if you want to hang around for the Breakfast Grill replay, it's coming up after the 1 o'clock news. It's a good one. It's with Tantri Rafida Aziz, the former Minister of International Trade and Industry. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We are going to take a break. We'll be back on Wednesday, same time, same place at noon. Enjoy your New Year's Eve and Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year!
It is the Electric Light Orchestra with Midnight Blue here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.